Awards, which has a potential audience of over 900 million viewers worldwide, which could make it Britney's biggest TV show to date. We're here at the rehearsals, and by the looks of things, we've got a couple more sessions to do.
Here she is, the biggest new thing in American music, Britney Spears.
Environment like this and just have to perform yourself.
I know. It's kind of weird because I've never performed at an award show before. And
have you not?
No, this is going to be, like, there's going to be stars here and everything, and I'm like, but at least tonight for the, you know, I get to sleep for the big performance.
That's it. And do you get nervous because there's like 900 million viewers?
Well, don't tell me that. I'm nervous now.
Oh, don't blame me.
All because of him.
No, I thought Britney was very confident for a 17-year-old, and with that in mind, I'd have no problems asking her the question on everybody's lips. But sadly, my plan was foiled, and her management made it quite clear that if I asked about the knee operation being a cover-up for an alleged boob job, I'd be out. The question was strictly off-limits, but I knew that when I had some time with her on my own the following day, I'd find a way, or at least try. So, Brittany, this is really the way to see Monte Carlo, I think.
I think so.
On your own £1 million private boat. with Monte Carlo in the background. But it's not actually
beautiful.
Your boat, though, is it?
Oh, I wish.
It's mine. Welcome to Monte Carlo. Have you ever been here before?
No, this is my first time.
And what do you make of it so far?
It's beautiful. Look at this. It's amazing.
Well, let's go back to the beginning. So, 17 years ago when you were born in Kentwood, Louisiana. Now, can you remember what the first song was that you ever sang? And your first memory of, wow, this is it, I'm going to be a singer.
Well, the first song I sang ever was at my kindergarten graduation.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it was...
Americans, kindergarten graduation.
It was the, what child is this? It's a Christian song.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you used to sing in the church choir. There was little Britney in the front row of the church choir singing her little lungs out.
Uh-huh.
Thinking, inside, I want to be a pop star.
Right. Because with pop music, it's more me because I can dance. And it's entertaining and it's fun and it puts people in good moods.
Back from Kent, Louisiana, to someone who flies around New York, LA, Monte Carlo. How did that all happen?
Well, it started when I did the Mickey Mouse Club for 2 years, and it was wonderful. I mean, it was a child's dream. I mean, I was in Disney World, for Christ's sake. It was wonderful. And that's when I got all my experience with singing and dancing and acting. And after the Mickey Mouse Club, I went home for like 2 years, and I was completely normal. I went to high school, and I did, I played basketball.
Okay.
And I was just, you know, really involved with my school until I got a phone call from my lawyer in New York. And I hadn't spoken to him in like 3 or 4 years. I was like, well, is there anything going on? He was like, no, not really. Then he called me like a couple months later and said, you know, pop music's coming back. It's getting really, really strong. And, you know, there's not a single, you know, female out there right now that's doing it on her own, a young person. So I flew to New York for the day. And I was so nervous because I'm not a good flyer to begin with.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm getting better now.
You're going to have to now.
Yeah,
really.
Now it's just like I love it because I can sleep.
Yeah.
But at first, I was just like so nervous. It was the most nerve-wracking day ever. And I go into this room and there's like 13 or 14 executives just all around this huge table.
All in suits.
Yes. Yeah. And I can sing in front of a lot of people because it's fun and like, you know, you don't really see their faces. But to sing in front of like 13 people just sitting there like this, staring at you, I was just like, oh my goodness. So I sang for them. and then it was over with, and I was like, oh my God. And my mom was there with me too, so she was just like, she was mouthing the words, you know.
Exactly, willingly.
Yeah, yeah, like, and I was just like, that made me even more nervous. So, but then it turned out good, and they signed me.
So, when was that? I mean, what's that? Two years ago?
15.
No, is that, yeah, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So tell us about the tours you did when you were young, because you used to tour shopping malls, didn't you?
Right, right.
Was that fun?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was really neat, though, to see, because, you know, Baby wasn't really big at the time. It hadn't even gone to radio. But they were still totally entertained, and, you know, it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
So what would you do? Would you roll up outside, you know, 7-Eleven and just start singing?
No, they would usually have fashion shows, and I was the entertainment,
right,
you know, before the show.
You did hurt your knee while making the new video, didn't you?
Right, right. Well, I wasn't making the video. I was rehearsing for the video. It was the first day of rehearsal. And I go into the studio, and I was the first one there. And I was like kicking my legs up, and I had stretched and everything. I don't understand. And I kicked my right leg in the air, and my left leg just like went in and collapsed on me, and I fell. So
you have to go to hospital for it?
We eventually went to the doctor, and sure enough, he was like, you've got to have surgery tomorrow. And I was like, what? And because I had all my luggage packed and everything, I was about to go to LA to do the video. And so the next day we had surgery, and then it took another 3 weeks. So it was like this long, grueling process. I hated it. And I'm so energetic.
Yeah.
I'm always like this, so it killed me for 6 weeks just sitting there watching TV.
So you go into hospital, so you come out, and you go straight back to work.
Right.
You know, and you go back to work, and then everyone's saying something else about you, and everyone's saying something else has happened.
Right.
Does that worry you that because you are famous, people will always try and make up stories?
It's so funny what people will say to sell a magazine.
Yeah.
I went to Japan for like a week, and I came back, and there were so many lies about me. I was like, oh my God, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life, which is one of the things that are bad about this business.
Now, recently you caused a bit of a storm in the US with your Rolling Stone cover.
Right, right.
When you hear that people are going, oh, making a fuss, what was the first thing that went through your mind?
I was just like, I didn't get it. I was like, people were making such a big deal out of it, and I was like, I really don't understand. I mean, people are going to have their opinions about things, and I can't change the way they feel about things, but as long as I'm fine with it and I'm comfortable with it, you know, that's the only thing that matters to me.
Is that your favorite Teletubby?
Well, I didn't even know what a Teletubby was.
And they just said, hold there.
Yeah, well, actually, we did the shoot at my house. Normally, you do them in studios, but because my knee, I was recuperating with my knee, they came to my house. So my little sister was there, and she was like, Teletubbies, and she went crazy. And I was like, what's a Teletubby? And they were like, you know, they kind of explained it to me, and I was like, well, I'll just hold this one. It doesn't matter.
So, I mean, looking at just what your first single, Baby One More Time, or Baby, as I gather, is the trendy way to refer to the single, are you amazed at how successful that's been?
Totally amazed. I had no idea. I remember I was on tour for a while, and I had a show one night in West Palm Beach, and some people from Jive called me up, and they were like, well, guess what? You know, your single went to number one. And I was like, oh my goodness.
Is that in America or in the UK?
Yeah, it was in America.
Okay.
And I was like, are you serious? And I was so overwhelmed, and they were like, and guess what else? They said, your album debuted at number one. And that's when I was just like, oh my God, because there's so many incredible artists out there, you know, that have wonderful albums, and their album never goes to number one. Mm-hmm. And that's when I was just like, thank you. Because I had a lot of the dancers from New York and LA that I had been working with. So it was a lot of fun. But actually, Chad, the hot interest, you know, the love interest in the video.
The guy on the set.
He's my cousin.
Right.
And the teacher, the girl with the glasses, and the horrible polyester outfit, that's Felicia. She travels with me.
Okay. And she looks after you.
Yeah.
So I need to have words with her.
Okay.
To spill those beans on you.
Oh, you have to. Oh, no, no, I still love her. She better not tell any secrets. I was going to wear this.
Oh, bless her, she started without me.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Don't worry.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Do you know what I mean? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, she started the show without me. Talk to the hand because the face ain't listening.
No, I didn't know.
No, it's all right.
You can just tell you've worked in television as well.
I don't know if you were going to
say
that.
No, honestly, I don't mind at all. You can tell you've worked in television, though.
Okay.
In 5, 4, 3... She spoke! Right, anyway, so you were going to say... Lead us into the item, Brittany. Go on.
Okay, well, I was going to wear this for the after party, but then I thought it was kind of sophisticated and a little bit groany.
Yeah.
But it's so pretty and, like, really soft. But I decided, nah.
But when you say groany, do you mean grown up or like, ooh, groany?
Like, groany.
Okay.
Like, grown up.
Grown up, okay. No, you don't want to wear that. No. You look like your mother.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to wear that.
And I was going to wear this, but, it's just kind of sheer.
You do. Exactly. It's a bit revealing, let's be honest. Even with that black thing underneath, it wouldn't help.
Right.
Everything would be on display.
Right.
My friends would buy that video. And then what about this one?
I was going to wear this with some black pants or something for an after party. Like,
okay.
If there was, like, 2 separate parties or something, and I didn't want to wear the same outfit to both of
them. So, let me just get this right. You'll wear one outfit to turn up to the event.
Like, the entrance.
Entrance. Then you'll wear costume on stage
for
one song. Baby. Then you'll wear something else for the party.
Right.
And if you have to go to another party, you'll change again.
Right.
Show peace. Felicia.
Yes.
How would you describe your relationship with Brittany?
More like a big sister type relationship.
Okay.
I don't pamper her, but I help make sure everything goes well. I kind of get her from point A to point B safely and happily and comfortably.
So you're like a personal assistant.
Yes, exactly.
So you're also sort of almost related because you're her mum's best friend.
Yes.
So you must know everything there is to know about Brittany.
Lots and lots.
So, you tell me. I mean, I want the dirt. I want the goss. No, does she have any particular habits, funny habits, quirky habits?
Did she tell you she bites her fingernails?
We've got that one.
She bites her toenails.
We didn't get that one.
And she bites her mother's toenails.
We certainly didn't get that one. We certainly didn't get that one.
She twists her hair a lot.
Yeah.
And she doodles. That's what we say. Like,
yeah.
She can't sit still. She has to draw on something or piddle with something. She has to always touch something.
So, she's a major superstar now.
Mm-hmm.
Is she still like a 17-year-old
she's
girl?
She's the same person. I started with her when she was 15.
Yeah.
So, I've been with her for about 18 months.
Yeah.
She's actually the same person inside that she was. She's physically grown,
yeah.
And she's actually gotten much more confident. She's that's something that she lacked when this all started, was an air of confidence about herself. So that's something she's acquired. But other than that, she's still plain old Brit. She gets up in the morning and her hair's all sticking up and she doesn't care. She just goes. She's same old her.
Do you think that being Britney Spears has made being a teenager easier?
Not really. I wouldn't say. I'm completely just, you know, like every other teenager out there, you know. I'm just, you know, doing different things right now.
Mm.
I think of this as what I'm doing now as my job, and I just found it out at an early age.
Yeah.
You know?
Would you say then when you go home you are normal? I mean, do you get
totally.
Spots? You know, do you get grounded? And
well, I don't really have time to be bad to get grounded.
But you go through all the things a normal 17-year-old teenage girl goes through.
Definitely.
So what's next for Britney Spears?
What's next? Well, after this, I go on vacation.
No?
Believe it or not. And then after that, I start rehearsing for my tour, which is in July.
Okay. And you've already toured, haven't you, really? I mean, you've opened up for NSYNC.
Right.
What was that like?
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was, I did it for 3 months. And I love being on tour.
Yeah.
I love it. I love being from one place to the next place. It's awesome. It's so much fun. But at the beginning of the tour, it was before Baby really hit. And NSYNC, they're really, really big in the States. So it was weird because they kind of envied me because I was on tour with their men, you know?
Yeah.
And I was just like, we're just friends.
And they obviously had the same rumor, though, you and Justin.
Right, right.
It's true or false?
False, false, false. We're just friends.
Okay. Yeah, just friends or just... friends.
We're just friends.
Same friends. Okay.
Seriously. Because I think people are saying that because we were on the Mickey Mouse Club together a really long time ago. Well, me and JC were too. I don't know why they're not saying anybody. I guess because
he's very ugly as well.
I know he's not ugly. He's
a cutie. He's very ugly. He's very ugly.
Sad.
I know. So are you single at the moment? This is another one of these rumors. Are you single or are you dating?
I am single.
100%.
100%.
Okay, fine. If there was one man out there, who would it be?
Seriously, Ben Affleck, I think.
Oh, okay. Is he spoken for?
I think he just broke up with Gwyneth Paltrow. So he is single.
No, I think you've made a great couple. He's quite tall, though.
But that's okay. I like tall men. I think that's
and all those shoes you've got, you'd be fine. You'd be fine. So in 5 years, where do you expect to be?
In 5 years? Oh, my goodness.
God, it's funny, isn't it? You'll only be 22.
at 22. Oh, that's so weird. Hopefully I'll probably be doing the same thing I'm doing now, and hopefully have, like, a lot of number ones.
Yeah.
And be, you know, successful all around the world, and hopefully do a film or something.
Oh, showbiz. Well, funny you should mention that, because yesterday afternoon I interviewed Will Smith.
Are you serious?
I tell no word of a lie, Brittany.
Say, Will, tell me. I've told you what she thinks of you. She thinks you're an absolute god. What do you think of her? Gorgeous, Brittany.
No, she's really a beautiful girl, so I'm looking forward to meeting her. I've never met her, so I'm looking forward to meeting her tonight. It should be great.
And Baby One More Time, do you like the song?
Oh, you know what? She's so wonderfully talented. I want to see what she's interested in doing acting-wise.
Oh, Mom. Oh.
Yeah.
Is that a role you could be thinking of?
Well, you know, because I have my production company back in the States, Overbrook Entertainment, so I'm looking forward to finding those multi-talented young artists and taking them to that next level.
That is so cool.
He said he's going to look at you as becoming a future star in one of his movies.
I'm flattered. I'm so flattered. I would love to do that. I would love to do a film. It's just right now I'm so focused on my music. I really don't have time to do a film, but that's something I definitely want to do.
So tell us about the new song. Tell us about the new song and the new video.
Sometimes. And it's a wonderful song. It's like a summertime song. It's a mid-tempo. But the way we did the choreography, he's brilliant. His name's Darren Henson. He went in and it brings life to the song totally. It's like the video is wonderful. We did it in L.A. And I have like a lot of dancers in it. Mm-hmm. It's a great song. I like it.
Is there huge pressure on you because of the success you had with Baby?
Right.
Is it a case you now sit and think, oh my goodness, if it doesn't go to number one, will you be disappointed?
I will be disappointed, but really, just it makes me happy just singing and just performing and seeing the audience out there get into your music. That's the best feeling in the world.
I don't wanna be so shy. Every time that I'm alone, I wonder why. Hope that you will wait for me.
Recognize you more than if you're just like pull your hair up in a ponytail and you know,
yeah,
because it brings so much attention to you. So I've learned never to do that.
But do you find that even though
I mean a hat will help,
yeah, exactly, but even though you're so very successful and so very famous, is it possible to still just walk down the street and be Britney without people even noticing? Like, be still anonymous without having to go
I mean,
Michael
sometimes.
Jackson?
Sometimes. It depends. Like, if you're in a small town, usually you'll be recognized. But places like L.A. and New York, people are really cool. And it's like they know who you are, but they respect it and they, like, let you deal. Because they deal with famous artists all the time.
Showbiz, isn't it? The record company, you got to go.
Right now, I'm going to go get dressed in my Cinderella dress. Is it this white thing?
Yes, I'll play later.
Brittany's gonna get dressed now.
Bye.
Hello.
Hello.
Studio
board. You learn so much in this business. You know, you tend to grow up a little bit faster because you're surrounded by so many adults all the time.
And if you weren't doing this, what would you be doing?
I would probably, I'd be a junior in high school still. Probably be playing basketball, dating someone in high school, being completely normal, I guess. But I would much rather be doing this any day.
copies of her first release. Here she is, the biggest new thing in American music, Britney Spears.
Really shone at the World Music Awards, and everybody around was talking about her. She's still only 17, but has already realized so many of her own dreams. Knee job or boob job, Britney's doing a great job.